Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
Hello again. Once again, we're doing a Moment in Ministry. And today, our guest is Robert Mickey. I'm going to have him introduce himself and his ministry. He's a missionary to Kenya, Africa. Robert.
Yes, hello. My name is Robert Mickey. I'm a missionary to Africa. Work in Kenya, Congo, Burundi, and South Sudan. Been serving the Lord over there for 21 years out of the Cleveland Baptist Church.
So Robert, if we can talk then a little bit now in regards to a young person. So let's focus then on a young person. So here's a church, a pastor, parent, and their young person comes home or comes in to talk to them. They've been to a missions conference or a missions emphasis, Faith Promise Missions, or someone just came in and now they are feeling a burden for a mission field. So maybe there's some things that kind of you went through in your life that might be able to help, even myself as a parent, as a pastor. So what can we do to help young people in this regard?
I think that's a very good question. I think, first of all, we need to understand that God will work on the heart of young people. He often starts when they're very young and develops interest in them. A young person might be burdened about the mission field, and God may never end up calling them to the mission field, but using them in the future on the home front in the church to help the missionaries that have gone to the mission field because of the burden that they've developed. God began working on my heart to be a missionary when I was 11 years old,
yeah.
12 years old, around that time frame. I had heard about missions, I'd met missionaries, it was talked about in my church with my pastor, and I think the talking about it and the promoting of it in church caused me to have an understanding that when God was ready to start speaking to me, I had already heard some things and I could recognize what God was doing. And the way God worked on my heart was through the reading of a book, a missionary story book. I think that'd be a great thing for parents to do, is to have their children read about missionaries. I mean, God used the missionary, the Apostle Paul, to get the gospel to the Gentile world. Humanly speaking, we have the gospel because of a missionary. And I think if our children could read about the life of missionaries and how learn how missionaries were just common people. They weren't people necessarily with supernatural abilities. They were just people that made themselves available to God. So I was 12 years old, 11 years old when God began working on my heart to be a missionary, and God never let me forget that. Through my teenage years, there were times I thought about doing other things. There were times I got caught up in the new fad of the day, but God would always remind me somehow through a sermon, through reading the Bible, through a question by a teacher, through something my pastor would say. It would just kind of remind me, you know what? Those other things, they might not be bad to do, but it's not what I want you to do. And so at 12 years old, that burden began, that call began, and now I've been on the mission field for 21 years.
Yep. So you mentioned 11, 12 years old, and we were talking about this a little earlier. So some people discount, well, you know what, you know, you were just such a little boy. So let's address that a little bit. And biblically, we can address a couple of things. Like I think of Samuel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think of even, I think it was Isaiah, Jeremiah. I should know that theologically, right? But that God in the womb called them.
Yes.
Okay, so to discount just saying, oh, they're a little kid, I think we are then hindering maybe some of God's call. So maybe address just a couple of thoughts with that.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think God often does begin calling when you're young.
Yeah.
You were referencing in the womb John the Baptist. That God called John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Listen, God has our lives dictated.
Yeah.
He understands. God has a purpose for all of us.
Yeah.
And I think especially in the day and age that we live in now, as we get older, there are so many things going on in our life that things are so noisy that we can't hear God calling and God speaking, because we're so caught up in a lot of things. And I'm not necessarily talking about bad things. Sometimes it might be bad habits, but a lot of times just living life. And so when somebody's young, and we could say maybe they're innocent of the burdens of life, God can really begin speaking to them at that time. And then when God speaks to a young person at that time, we shouldn't discount that, because we have the example from the Bible that God often calls when somebody's young. And imagine God calling somebody when they're young and they don't get caught up in some of the things in life that, that even can disqualify you from doing what God has called you to do. So I think as parents, we need to be very, very conscious of that, and put our children in a position to where God can't call them.
Yep.
We don't call them, but God does. But we can make sure that our children are in church. We can make sure that they're serving in ministries. We can make sure they're going to youth camp and they're going to youth conferences, and they're going to places where it's being discussed and talked about the call of God, and allow God to use those situations to call them.
Yep. So my last question with teenagers, all right, dealing with young people, and this could be even children. Mm-hmm. You mentioned family devotions and books that a parent can have in the home. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. But then, what are some other things? So here's a young person, and there's this idea out there that, well, you know what, we need to be careful. You know, I don't want them, daddy called, and mommy called, pastor called. And we were discussing this just earlier, and that is, so we swing the other way, and now we have nobody called.
Yes.
So, yes, we need to guide our young people. So what are some things that maybe you've thought of, maybe in your own home or as you're traveling? Hey, these are some things that would be good to get in your home and your church to help guide, direct young people towards missions.
Sure. And you brought up the fact that we don't want people that are man called. We want people who are God called. But God uses man oftentimes. Well, all the time, to preach his word.
Right.
And it's through the preaching of God's word that God calls people.
Yeah.
And so I think that what we need to do with our children and our teenagers is make them understand that when God calls people to the mission field, he's going to call people like them.
Yeah.
He's going to call from churches like our churches.
Yeah.
That's who he's going to call. He's not going to call people from the world who aren't living for the Lord, who aren't saved. It's you're the type of person that God's going to call. Now, God might not call you, but he might. So be listening. But I think as parents and as churches, I was thinking that one great idea a family could do, a family could maybe every year, every couple of years, kind of like adopt a missionary for a family, or part of the world, or country, and they research that country out.
Yeah.
And they write missionaries from there, or they FaceTime them, or they call them, and they get to know them, and they get to know their burdens, and they get to know the needs, and they get to know the people that they're working with, and the languages that are spoken and spoken in the culture, and you do that for different places of the world, and God oftentimes then will use that to burden people. The Bible says, "Mine eye hath affected my heart." And I think another thing that would be very beneficial is for families to take a missions trip.
Yes.
Somewhere in the world.
Yep.
Maybe in an area where they've researched, where they've adopted somebody, and they go and they see it firsthand, and they see missions not just spoken about in the pulpit or in the pages of the book, but they see it through their own eyes, and they get to meet people who have been saved through the result of missions work. And then they get to meet people who haven't been saved and understand the hindrances to the gospel getting out in parts of the world.
Yeah. That's good. Well, thanks for taking your time, especially with this area of youth, and hopefully it can be a help in this today's Moment in Ministry.